The French film, Portrait of a Lady on Fire, recently released for home viewing, has been nominated for a long list of international film awards and has won a healthy number of them. With this project, French writer-director Céline Sciamma has intended to depict a story about falling in love and showing the span of a deeply felt but pretty much unrealizable passion. The story unfolds in the late 18th century and involves an artist, a young woman, as she visits the household of an all-female family in Brittany. She has been commissioned by the mother to paint a wedding portrait of the daughter, Héloïse. The mother, a countess, has made an arrangement with an unfamiliar Milanese high-born gentleman that he will marry her daughter. When the daughter, who was set for marriage, leaps from one of the scenic seaside cliffs near their estate, the mother calls her second daughter, Héloïse, back from the convent where she was comfortable to satisfy the marriage contract. Sciamma's story has few plot twists. Instead, her intent is to paint a cinematic portrait of the relationship that develops between the artist and Héloïse. She succeeds in every imaginable way. With a brush similar to Hogarth's, Sciamma tints and shades the frames of her film. The lighting, too, is painterly. The colors in each scene are carefully chosen. Much of the film is spent in the company of the artist and Héloïse. Occasionally, they're sharing time with the servant girl, who's a much more developed character than one might expect. Still, basically, it is the artist and Héloïse's film. Sciamma paints the two women to complement each other. The artist has dark hair, pale skin, the largest deep brown doe eyes you can imagine, a sharp nose, and a slightly downturned mouth. Héloïse has fuller, softer features. She's a blonde with blue eyes and lips that seem a bit pouty. These details matter to this film more than to a conventional piece of storytelling. After all, here the filmmaker is the visual artist. So we have the cinematic artist portraying the artist character, portraying the character Héloïse. There are wonderful moments of recognition in this script. At one point, as the mother converses with the artist, she laughs. "It takes two to be funny," she says. What an interesting line. Later, Héloïse tells the artist that the image she paints of her for her own keeping will become the way she sees her every time she thinks of her in years to come. How perceptive. When we lose a loved one and remind ourselves of them by looking at a particular photo, that photo becomes the memory of that person. Sciamma doesn't leave her audience with only a single plot thread. She includes a fascinating sequence about 18th century abortion and even throws in a scene where the three young women enjoy playing cards and show some sense of gamesmanship not often revealed in 18th century female characters. She also includes an exotic scene of a feast night in which the local women gather on a beach in a ritual and sing. It almost sounds like doo-wop. In Portrait of a Lady on Fire, we study the process of love as it unfolds and develops and then further evolves. Because so much imagination is experienced by an individual who is an artist, the film continually makes us aware of the creative process. Literature and painting become parts of the plot line. We even visit the Greek myth of Orpheus and Eurydice, which blends their predicament into this tale. Portrait of a Lady on Fire is so subtle in its narrative and so studied in its pacing that it comes as a surprise to see where the film goes in its final scenes. It suddenly becomes complete in its storytelling. It is an engrossing journey, one that is told with sincerity and originality.